Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, the podcast version, is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It's wonderful to be here with you today. As I say every day now, if you're listening on any of our dozens of affiliates across the country, thanks for tuning in on whatever platform, be it your car, your home, your phone, whatever it may be, your iPad, your computer, we appreciate it. Those of you watching on the Facebook live stream, we appreciate that very much. Please make sure to like and share this. Many thousands of you are being reached on the live stream, and that is growing every day. Tens and tens and tens of thousands of you. It's great. And if you're watching on your television screens out in the Northern California market, welcome inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios here on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Did you watch or listen to the Monster Cast last night? Oh, my gosh. You know, when you can leave a talk radio host speechless, that's pretty much what happened. Let's go over the first hour quickly. Alan Gottlieb and AWR Hawkins teamed up. That's a powerhouse individually. Put them both in the same hour. Wow, dynamite radio. We had great information, as always, from Mr. Gottlieb, who is now back out in the Pacific Northwestern headquarters in Bellevue, Washington, at the Second Amendment Foundation offices, doing God's work, hovering above us as an angel with his bow tie as his wings. We love him. Alan's doing tremendous work out there. I'm going to talk about him briefly in just a second. It's because of something that was written by someone else that I really don't even want to talk about. It's a waste of our time, but I kind of have to because it's in my blood, and I'm going to go there. Then I won't dwell on it. You'll understand in just a moment. AWR Hawkins brought it. We thank him for taking time out of his busy day. Hour two. Ooh, good heavens. If you missed it, go back. I put the podcast up for you yesterday as fast as I could. I think it was up by 11:20 p.m. Eastern time, 8:20 p.m. out in the West Coast. Sheriff Mack, Constitutional Peace Officers, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I am so honored and privileged and thrilled to be able to call Sheriff Mack a friend. Man, let me tell you something. Nobody does it like he does. I learned, it was like sitting in a college class last night. You know, well, classes that all the liberals would fail, they wouldn't understand it. They'd have to get tutors, all that kind of stuff. But Sheriff Mack lays it out for us, what our liberties and our freedoms mean, and the attacks on them right now. And we talked about how proud he was and is of the sheriffs across the country, including those in Virginia and through, and he named a number of them across the country, who are just standing up for liberty and freedom right now in what are very trying times, where you've got, unfortunately, a weaponized virus being utilized by a political left machine to come after our rights and our freedoms. And Sheriff Mack was all over that in that second hour. Now, the fun part about having Sheriff Mack on yesterday was, and I hate to do this to individuals on national radio, and that is put him on the spot, but I really wanted him to stay in the roundtable to join Justin Moon, Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, of course, Justin Moon, the Car Arms Microphone, Car Arms CEO, oh my gosh, and Neil McCabe. To have Sheriff Mack in on that would have been just radio gold, radio gold. He agreed, but then it being Mother's Day yesterday, Mama spoke up and said, we've got family here. I don't think you have the time. And Sheriff Mack, and I agreed with him, go spend time with your family. But let me put it this way. Sheriff Mack is going to be a regular contributor to the program. We've discussed this for months and months and months. And I expect to see him at least one time a month on this broadcast, on the Sunday show. But boy, oh boy, that second hour was incredible. And so was the third, because the roundtable, if you might not have noticed, is beginning to gel. That's what happens in the roundtable. The guests become comfortable with one another. And we're starting to see that now. There was some humor in what would otherwise be a pretty serious discussion yesterday on the Armed American Radio Roundtable, but nonetheless, we were able to inject some humor into it as we were talking about the judge's decision, for example, in the Walters v. Kemp case, my wife's case, among some other very serious things. We closed out the program. We got off guns a little bit. We talked about Obamagate, and Justin Moon just doesn't hold back. So, you know, every once in a while, you get those epic shows that you know are epic right out of the box, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. Wow. Hardcore stuff. All right. Let me do something. I'm going to go against my own plans here for a second. I can do that because it's live radio. Excuse me. I've got more than one pair of glasses. I'm going to go back to my computer glasses for just a moment. I can only describe a piece that came out on the 7th in Ammo Land, written by none other than Marion P. Hammer, as incredibly disappointing, incredibly petty, and reeking of cronyism. I don't want to waste too much of your time with this because it's a waste. You can feel your IQ drop when you read this stuff from Marion Hammer, and that's very sad and very pathetic. Marion's been a guest on this program before. She is no longer welcome on the program. I won't put her on the show. I don't believe anybody really cares what she thinks anymore, and that's really sad, very sad that I'm saying that to you. But the hit piece that she put out in defense of the cronyism going on at the top of the National Rifle Association. I mention this because, as you well know, I've been very outspoken in my calls for Wayne LaPierre to do the right thing and step down. You're done. Your time is over. Accept it. New blood must come in. Okay, now let me use a very basic analogy here. Those of you who are football fans, as much as I don't watch football that much anymore, I'm going to admit that I'm probably going to follow the Bucs a little bit this year because of Brady. I kind of have to. I was a fan of the Bucs and a season ticket holder for many years. I'm not going to abandon my principles on it, but I'm going to kind of keep my eye out over here on them and see what they do. But I remember when I can't even remember who the coach was, went down to Miami, trying to build. Here's the analogy. You cannot build a winning football team around an aging quarterback. Does that make sense to you? Shake your head if you agree. You cannot build a winning football team around an aging quarterback. You just can't. Dan Marino's time was done. He was out. He had to go. Tom Brady in New England, time out, had to go. We all remember Joe Montana, San Francisco, great quarterback, phenomenal, one of the best ever. Time in San Francisco was up. He had to go. He went to Kansas City. I was at the first game he played in a Kansas City uniform. He played Tampa Bay. You can look it up. I was at the game. 150 degrees on the field. It was mind-bogglingly hot. I don't know how they stood out there. Brett Favre, Green Bay, time to go. You got to go, man. Okay? Wayne LaPierre, it's time to go, bro. Go. And unfortunately, unlike those other quarterbacks I just named who drove their teams to Super Bowl victories, you've driven your team into the toilet. Millions of dollars in debt. Millions of dollars in debt. We all know where your money went. We all know where you spent members' money. It doesn't look good. And Marion P. Hammer, we know how much money you made lobbying on behalf of. It's cronyism. That's it. But she attacked out of nowhere for no reason Mr. Gottlieb, called him a sellout. She attacked Rob Pincus. And I'm not going to go into that. You can go read the piece if you want to. It's a joke. I don't even want to give her any credence there. However, it was interesting that she noted this, and this is how I'm going to end my discussion on this piece at Ammo Land. She said, first, let's be clear, the NRA is not looking for new leadership. What does that tell you? It ought to be. It's hard to keep a straight face, and it's hard to keep Angry Mark tamped down, but we're going to do our best. We have an outstanding, super qualified, selfless, dedicated Second Amendment to the bone leader. She's talking about Wayne LaPierre, who has driven this into the ground, is under all kinds of investigations, is trying to keep his butt out of jail. They may have indictments coming down the pike. You know, selfless, the guy who was using the private jets, spending your money as a member, if you're a member, spending my money because I'm a member, on all of those selfless clothes to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. I could go on. This is the cronyism that you already know about. So she talks about not likely to be a change until way off in the future if she has her way. And she says it takes someone who can raise more than $1 million a month to keep our association running, sometimes $1 million a day. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to say, yeah, it actually does require somebody who can raise $1 million a day or $1 million a month, Ms. Hammer, because that's how much you're paying in legal fees to William Brewer to keep you out of jail. I'm talking about Wayne LaPierre. Yeah. When you're spending $24 million a year on legal fees, as Colonel Oliver North said, bleeding and hemorrhaging money at the National Rifle Association as the legal fees just poured out, she might want to keep that in mind. But for her to go after a man like Alan Gottlieb or to go after Rob Pincus is nothing short of a disgrace, an absolute pathetic disgrace. Her pettiness apparently knows no boundaries as the two of them age themselves out. It's time to go, Ms. Hammer, you, Wayne, and the rest of them. It's time to move on. The National Rifle Association needs new leadership. We thank you for your service over the years, but you're done. It's over. Go on. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms press release. You will not believe this, but you will believe this, but you don't want to hear it, but you're going to hear it because you have to hear it. And that's what we do here on Armed American Radio, is give you the facts. I'm going to switch glasses during the break because I need them to read off of this. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Pleasure to have you here with me. I was reading, really enjoying some of the comments about my comments on the National Rifle Association on the Facebook page. No love lost there, apparently. And this is exactly what I'm referring to. You don't drive an organization into the ground and expect to be treated with accolades and everybody to pat you on the back when you're too embarrassed to stand up and speak at your own deal. Pretty much says a lot, but to attack two good men who have done more for gun rights than I can think combined a lot of other people who are in courtrooms right now in 40 cases simply because Marion Hammer had a disagreement with Mr. Gottlieb over an issue back a number of years ago after Sandy Hook is the lowest of the lowest of blows. And Marion Hammer knows better than that. And I'll keep Angry Mark tamped down because, quite frankly, people like that are just simply not worth it. But what is sad to me is to see, look, these people have been, nobody's disputing that Wayne LaPierre has not supported my right to bear arms. He did an amazing job. And Marion is right in that hit piece that he is able to go on national television and take the heat. It takes very thick skin to do that. I don't dispute that. But it takes no thick skin to go in a piece on your little ammo land column and attack people who have thicker skin than you ever will. That's just pettiness. And you've lost a lot of my respect, a lot. All right, let's move on over here to a CCR KBA release. Every town for gun safety added again, and you need to know what's getting ready to happen as we move into the election. Because after the COVID-19 is in the rearview mirror, and it's, in case you can't tell, it's starting to go rearview mirror. Have you noticed that, by the way? How every single day, just a little bit more fake stuff comes out about something else. Chuck Todd deceptively editing stuff on NBC's Whoever Watches Me, I Don't Know Why show on Sundays, right? The same thing, pulling a Katie Couric, just like she did to gun owners. You remember that? VCDL. Oh, let's just throw some B-roll in there, ask a question, and then make them look stupid by adding that B-roll in there while they roll their eyes when that wasn't the question. Yeah, that news is starting to make it out now. Little by little by little, Obamagate is coming out. It's not coronavirus, 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 coronavirus. Every time you look at every other, it's still there. Don't get me wrong. But we're starting to see other narratives come in, and that's going to be part of the narrative as they put coronavirus in the background. When they realize that coronavirus isn't going to bring Trump down, they're going to begin to move in different directions. Mark my word. And as that happens, who's flying underneath the radar? Every town for gun safety. How much money did Michael Bloomberg spend? I don't know, Sean, if you even remember. $500 million? And never got out of last place. And as we talked about on this program and on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, for months, particularly when he was in the midst of his campaign, which was a joke, by the way, but $500 million never got him out of first place. He screwed up during the debate, mentioned that he did, in fact, buy politicians, and he couldn't get out of last place. To me, that says, my freedom isn't for sale, and Americans are a lot smarter than you're willing to give us credit for, Mr. Bloomberg. And I have a sneaky suspicion that he's moving in this direction now because he thinks he can fly under the radar, and here's the sad part, he can. Not enough. This is not going to get a lot of publicity unless you hear it from people like me or people like you as you pass it around, etc. For immediate release, CCR KBA to Everytown, Texas is not for sale. Reacting to reports that Every Town for Gun Safety, the group funded by anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg, is planning to spend millions of dollars to flip the Texas legislature, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms warned the Lone Star State is not for sale, Mike. And while that's true, this is me now, I'm off of the press release. While that's true, it kind of is. Do you know why? Because there are people who fall for this stuff, just like we saw in Michigan. And if the right people fall for this stuff, and if enough people fall for this stuff, due to the tactics that they use, we just might find that some of these legislatures are, in fact, for sale. And we need to be very careful because it's not just Texas. I'll tell you who else in just a second. Mr. Gottlieb went on to tell us he couldn't buy his way into the White House. So Michael Bloomberg's surrogates at Every Town are trying to buy the Texas legislature in Austin. Apparently, Bloomberg has forgotten how Texans love their liberty and independence and how they will fight to protect it. Here's what's going on. Published reports are telling us that Every Town's political wing, their political arm, is looking at least an $8 million buy to turn Lone Star blue in November. Gottlieb, and I'm quoting now from the piece, calls that a warning signal for grassroots Second Amendment activists across the country. And let me tell you something, it is. It's huge. If you don't want to see what happened in Virginia happen to Texas, and you live in Texas, or you don't want to see what happened in Texas or what happened in Virginia happen in Texas, whether you live there or not, because you understand just how important Texas is to all of us and our rights and our freedoms, then you need to step up the grassroots efforts. And that means if you can, join an organization, send them $5, do it once, help them out. But the most important thing you need to do is pay attention to this. Get on these email lists, join Every Town for Guns. I know it's tough. I've been kicked out a number of times. All right. They hate our guts. Infiltrate them. Get on their lists. Watch what they're doing. The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. The old art of war from Sun Tzu. Last month, this is Gottlieb again, CNN reported that a Bloomberg-aligned group was targeting 13 states to register more than 100,000 young voters in an effort to win congressional and legislative seats for anti-gunners. Texas was one of those states, so this big money effort must be taken seriously. So when we talk about registering young voters, do you know who they're referring to? I haven't said this name in a long time. Sean should be really proud of me. Sean, you should be proud of me, brother. But David Hogg, he just said, don't do it. Is that what you said, Sean? Don't do it. David Hogg, I had to mention the name because it's that group, the David Hogg group, that they're looking at to either assist them or pull in that age group, in that bracket, in that 21 to 30 age group, 100,000. What does Rush Limbaugh call them? What did he call them years ago? Skull heads full of mush or something like that, because these people don't understand what their liberties are all about. They can be sold a bill of goods. Every town knows that. They're experts at lying. In fact, head mom Shannon R. Watts busted sending out fake tweets just the other day. These are insidious people. These people hate your guts. They lie with impunity because they know the mainstream press will never call them out on it. And if the mainstream press even brings it up, you know what they're going to do? They're going to deceptively edit it to make it look good, just like Chuck Todd did the other day, what they're doing with Trump today. I'm going to continue. Here's the other states mentioned. We'll talk about a couple of them when we come back from the break. Arizona, we've been telling you there's been a target painted on Arizona for years now. Colorado, Florida, why? The Gunshine State. Georgia, fourth best gun laws in the country, right here at the ATL where I sit. We're fighting to make them better. Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms is on top of this. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it, and then we will move on. I want to talk with you about the Army Corps of Engineers. I was out by my boat earlier this morning. I'll tell you what it's all about. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the studio with me again. If you're listening on any of the dozens of radio station affiliates across the country, our partners, thanks for tuning in on whatever device you're using. If you're watching on television in Northern California market, we appreciate you being here. And if you're following us on live stream on Facebook, thank you. Make sure to like it and share the post. Many thousands of you are getting through, and I do appreciate that very, very much. Elaine Thebold says, Shannon Watts blocked me on Twitter. Elaine, I found out how to instant message me, DM me on this thing. I'll tell you how to get around that. I figured it out. Took me a while, but it works. You need to stay on top of these people. Yeah, these are vile, vile human beings, but that's why we need to infiltrate them. We really, truly do. Craig Warner's finally got some good Texas barbecue rub, the Grand Champion. Good stuff. Burgers Saturday night, roast yesterday, chickens. We got some grilling while armed going on out there. Love that. I'm going to have another deal on the books very soon. I've only got six left, so I don't want to put anything out there right now. If you, the promo code is still there. If you want to be one of the six to go grab it, go ahead and jump on the site, and then I'm going to order some more. But Armed American Radio, $20 for the book, and I'm paying the shipping for you on top of that. That's about an $8.95, $10 difference. So it's a pretty good savings for you, and I'll sign it for you. Like I said, I've only got about six. So jump over there at armedamericanradio.com, hit shop, use the promo code AARPREM. AARPREM. Six of you will get signed books. Then I'm going to run out. But when I do run out, I'll cut the coat off so you'll know it. And others are out there saying, hey, go get that haircut. If you're watching, you see I got the Pink Ribbon Girls hat on again. Love this hat. My wife's a warrior. She's a Pink Ribbon Girl. Breast cancer survivor. God bless her. And I'm going to get my haircut at 5:45 p.m. today after this live broadcast. So we're looking forward to that. All right, let's get back into this. Let me get back over into the CCRK BA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, press release on this. As you may or may not know, many of you in here I recognize, you do know that I'm a member of the board of directors of that organization with Alan Gottlieb as the chairman and have been for a number of years. They do amazing work, and I hated to see the attack from Marion Hammer on not only the head of the organization, the chairman of the board of the organization that I participate on the board with, but as you know, a very dear friend of mine, and no one more important, as much as Marion Hammer might like to believe it's her, no one more important in the country than Alan Gottlieb fighting for gun rights. And you know that as an Armed American Radio listener because you listen to him every single week. You don't listen to her. There's a reason for that, Marion. All right. I mentioned the states. Let me go back and read these again. If you live in one of these states, you better buckle down because this group, as insidious as they are, they mean business and they got money and they mean business and they have money. And they're going to flood the airwaves, I promise you. You're going to start seeing those ads. We're already starting to see them in Georgia. It's coming. Colorado, Arizona. Arizona concerns me. A lot of Arizonans think, oh, man, this is the most gun-friendly state in the country. We've got the best gun laws in the country. You do, kind of. I could argue that. How? Simple. Every time I go to Scottsdale, and I go a lot, I see more no guns allowed signs in Scottsdale than I see anywhere in Georgia over a 5-year period ever. So I could argue that, but I understand the constitutional carry and otherwise. What I'm saying here is Arizona, which by the way, you are my favorite place on planet Earth, by the way. So don't knock me for I'm not knocking your gun laws, believe me. But I'm just making a point that I could argue that. But the fact of the matter is too many Arizonans think, man, we live in such a gun friendly place. We don't really need to watch our back. You do need to watch your back. The reason you need to watch your back is because you do live in what is widely regarded as the number one most gun-friendly state. Colorado, interesting dynamic in play in Colorado. Very rugged individualism out in Colorado. Very goofy, weird, liberal legislature going on out there. And guns are a part of the history of the state. So it's a weird dynamic in play in Colorado, but nonetheless, they're going after you because of that dynamic. That's what they think they can exploit. Florida right now, Nikki Fried is a problem for you. We're going to talk about the case. There's a lawsuit going on there. I'll have more about that. I'll have a guest that we've never had on the program before to talk about that case. Interestingly, because Nikki Fried is the only elected Democrat in Florida, and she's in control of the Agriculture Department, and she controls the permitting process. She is being sued. And as much as I hate to say this, she has a strong defense, I believe, reading what I read, because she still is processing permits, unlike what they were doing here and the reason we sued. Very, very interesting dynamics in play. But Florida, big target on you for that very reason, and now they feel emboldened because Nikki's running the Agriculture Department. DeSantis could work on moving that back to the State Department. They ought to consider that. The permitting. Georgia, I don't need to tell you what's going on here. You know my wife is suing. There's a reason for that. The reason they're coming after us is we have extremely good gun laws. And then the same thing with Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. They are targeting all of these states for a specific reason because they feel each of these states is vulnerable. And I can promise you, their polling shows it's vulnerable. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And that's why if you live in those states, you need to be paying very, very careful attention. I'll quote this from Alan Gottlieb, and then we'll move on. A couple other items I want to talk with you about. The Citizens Committee is calling on all grassroots activists, not just in Texas, but in every other state, to organize and fight back, Alan said. Every town has the backing of a billionaire, but dollars don't vote. People do. The problem is, and Alan knows this and you know this, is what happened in the state of Virginia can happen in any of these other states if we're not paying attention. And a good example of that is, wow, how did that happen in Virginia? When did that happen? It just seemed to kind of come out of nowhere. Well, it did kind of seem to come out of nowhere, except it didn't come out of nowhere. It had been brewing and building for about 4 to 6 years prior to that. We all know how fast time flies. And then, bam, it's upon us, just like that. All of a sudden, Governor Northam on April 10th signs, what, 7 or 8 anti-gun bills? And is now pushing in the next legislative session for a ban on what will be similar to Canada's, quite frankly. I don't know how many guns are going to be on it, but they're looking to ban, you know, all those fully semi-automatic guns. That's that. Yeah, that's what they did say that. So keep that in mind if you're in one of these states, even if you're not in one of those states and you can support them, highly recommended that we do. You can do that by joining Second Amendment Foundation, by the way, who will support each of these states behind the curtains. You know, the pulling the levers and the Wizard of Oz. That's Alan back there behind the curtain with all these lawsuits going on. So join SAF. You can join us at SAF.org. And I've seen a lot of comments from those of you who are. Greg says Pennsylvania used to be just too close to a New Jersey blue creep. And you're absolutely correct about that. Philadelphia is, in fact, that Jersey blue creep. You cross that with the Betsy Ross Bridge there and head over towards Pensauk, and you've got all the blue you want. And it does creep back and forth. There's a lot of traffic that goes back and forth across that bridge. I know it because I used to drive it living in PA, working over in Pensauk. And so I know what that's all about. And what you want to do is keep that out. Thanks for the comment, Greg. Appreciate it. All right, here's something fun. I love this topic because I have a boat that I keep on an Army Corps of Engineer lake, Allatoona, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I have had Army Corps of Engineer permission to carry my concealed firearm on lake property, on Corps of Engineer land, for several years now. And that all stemmed from a Georgia Carey lawsuit who actually got this ball rolling, believe it or not. And Georgia Carey didn't get enough credit for that. But they started this ball rolling to really get the Corps of Engineers off their duff. Now, there had been talk about it in the past because you've got, for example, NPRM, which is National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, has been saying all along with the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife, that people who are allowed to carry on those lands, they should be, and it's about time that they should be able to carry on Corps property as well. Here's what the National Park Service Bureau of Land Management had to say about this. Following the developments in state law since that time, the Corps believes it is now appropriate to join the other federal land management agencies in deferring to state law requirements, as the Corps already does for other land management practices. The Corps believes the proposed revision will benefit the public by eliminating the burden to apply for written permission from the Corps, as well as by aligning the requirements for possessing a weapon on Corps projects lands with the requirements applicable to the areas surrounding a Corps project. What does all that mean? That means in the very near future, you're not going to have that permission slip that I failed to bring with me the other day when I was on Corps property and had a gun with me. But that's okay. If I go and look at my wife's legal response, I don't have to worry about breaking the law. Nobody's going to ask me anyway, right? Pretty soon, that's going to be a thing of the past. Back right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Great to have you with me here. We're fastest hour in radio. I'm telling you, I could go on and on and on. I've got so many things I want to cover with you. Real quick, let me go over our sponsors with us. And you've got some new ones in there. Pulse TV, the masks, they're $1 a piece. It's real simple. All you have to do, and you know what? It goes up. If you're watching the site, you can see it up there. But all you have to do is text the word armed. Let me find the right number. I've got to get you the right code so I can meet. I might have to do that in just a second because I think I'm behind on these. Yeah, I really am, and I hate when that happens. No, do I have it? Where is it? Do I have it? Yeah. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. I had to go into Costco earlier today because I wanted some of their ahi tuna. I'm going to slice it. I'm going to put some teriyaki marinade on it. I'm going to put some sesame stuff on it. And I'm going to sizzle it up on the grill tonight. And I had to wear a mask. It was the first time I'd gone in when I had to wear a mask. And the thing was incredibly comfortable. I mean, as much as I hate to tell you that I actually did it, but I had to if I wanted to go into Costco or they chuck you out. I wore it. You can do the same thing. You can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. And I just found out that we've got Rob Pincus on the line, who was on the Facebook page. He's jumping in with us. Rob, thanks for the call. Are you with me?
I'm with you, man. You got me?
Yeah, I got you. How you doing, man? I saw you jump on Facebook, and all of a sudden you're here. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Yeah, I got your text. It's been a busy day, obviously. We had a great show around noon, and things have continued to develop in both the Arbery case as well as some other Second Amendment world stuff, and my plans for reopening ICE Training Company behind enemy lines on Friday are continuing to progress. So
yeah,
things are good. And now I understand you. I just heard your bit. You went and wore a mask. I wore a mask today to go into Harbor Freight to pick up some supplies.
I did. It was the first time I'd gone into Costco and had to wear the thing. You know, as I told you before, the last time I went in, I'm going to be honest with you, it was kind of creepy because I was one of about maybe 15% of the people in the store that did not have a mask. And I'll tell you what, we're all about avoiding confrontation and escalation on this program. And people are tense. I've witnessed it myself. We've discussed it before. Viewers, listeners to the program, if you haven't watched Rob and I talk about this on our live Facebook hits every day at about noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, jump over and check us out. We've been talking about these things for a while. But, Rob, I was uncomfortable in there, and I could see people looking at us, and I thought, you know, it's just a matter of time before somebody says, what, do you think you're better than all of us? Now you got a problem, particularly if you're carrying a firearm that you just don't need. But, yeah, you know, these guys, Pulse TV stepped up and gave us a great deal on these things for $1 a piece, and they're the 3-ply things, and they were comfortable, and I wore it, but hell with it. You got to do what you got to do, right?
That's it, you know, and as I said, the idea here, as I've been saying since, I don't know, like mid-March, this isn't about what the government, quote-unquote, is telling you to do. It's about being well-informed, doing the research, understanding what your community is going through, everybody else around you, and then making a smart decision to not only reduce the likelihood of transmission of the virus, but also to be considerate of others, their concerns, their fears. And I don't see it as damaging in any way to our culture or to us as individuals to respect, especially a private property or a private business owner's right to request, hey, if you want to be a customer here, no shirt, no shoes, no face cover, no service.
You know, that's the I hadn't heard it put like that. And I hadn't heard you mention that on the Facebook shows either. But yeah, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. I mean, that's the first time I've heard it put that way. But you're right. I did the post office run this morning as well, and I have to tell you, I did not wear a mask in. I was the only one in there without one. So it gets a little bit creepy, and I guess we're just going to have to do what we have to do from now on. I'm just glad there's folks out there that are providing Armed American Radio listeners the opportunity for a really good price. And I threw one on today. My shipment arrived on Saturday. So there you go.
Yeah,
hey,
no,
Rob, I
got
to ask you a question. Yeah, let me ask you a question. I got to take you to Michigan real quick. You know, I support open carries. I support open carry protests. But I don't know if you saw this, and I hate to put you on the spot, but it appears that the open carry protest now in, and I'm going to pull this up right here, in Michigan has led to a little-known state commission who the attorney general in Michigan says does have the authority to now prohibit guns at the Michigan Capitol. And I'll read just a part of this letter from the Democrats who requested it. Clerk Randall, we are writing to request that the Michigan State Capitol Commission prohibit firearms within the Michigan State Capitol building, effective immediately. In particular, we are gravely concerned about open carry in the State House. The gravity of this matter cannot be overstated. The presence of firearms, especially the open carry of assault-style weapons, chills Michiganders' constitutionally protected rights to speak. They go on to be talking about how they don't feel, as legislators, that they can speak freely. So it appears, Rob, that you got a lot of law-abiding citizens, and you got a handful of goons who are yelling in people's faces, and this is going to be the end result of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, hey, I've said it a million times. I've said it a million times on this show with you. If we do not act responsibly, other people will try to legislate their version of responsibility upon us as gun owners. We saw it in Virginia when they changed the rally in January so that you could not openly carry firearms on the Capitol grounds in Richmond, which you always traditionally could do on Lobby Day. And now we're going to see it in Michigan. And the problem is that is a travesty. That's the injustice. That injustice has been now perpetuated by people that I think were acting irresponsibly with firearms. You don't need to conflate the reopen America and the shutdown protests with Second Amendment rights protests and movements. And to go in there dressed like you're a Call of Duty character and start yelling at people is just asking to be pointed out as a bad actor with a gun and to get this kind of backlash, right? So now there's an overreaction on the state possibly going to happen now at the state capitol in Michigan. That's only going to incite more tempers and more protests. And, you know, the fear always is that you're going to escalate this to the point where somebody gets put in jail when they didn't need to get put in jail, and they don't mean to. This isn't civil disobedience, right? There's a difference between somebody who does something knowing they will likely get arrested and being willing to pay that price, and somebody who just is acting like, I could use words that we're not going to use on the radio, and then they get put in jail for that, and it gives all the gun owners a black eye and a bad name. And it's unfortunate because, obviously, I don't want to see anybody's rights restricted, and I think we should be able to responsibly carry guns anywhere in the United States of America, especially in our government, on our public property, and in places of public gathering, but not as a means of intimidation. And I think that's the claim, and I think it's a righteous claim in some cases, that men were dressed up like military figures, paramilitary figures, whatever you want to call them, to try to intimidate others into listening to what they had to say. And that's not the way to protest in America.
Yeah, I could repeat Masoud Ayoub many times on this program.
Well, I believe that open carry should be the law of the land, but I believe that concealed carry is the better option.
So I'm going to leave that at that.
Especially,
now, North Carolina,
especially when you're protesting something.
You know, listen, and I respect their right to protest with a firearm, but you're right. And this debate's going to go on forever. We're not going to solve this debate here on the program, but it is something that we can talk about. It's definitely content. So, listeners, here's a sneak peek. If I'm ever weak on content, we can always go to the open carry debate. Trust me. But that's
never,
not going to be
old.
The issue. Rob, there's a viral photos going out, and I'm going to run out of time, unfortunately, because I really want to get your opinion on this. We'll talk about it on the Facebook show tomorrow. This idiot Steve Wagner of Smithfield, North Carolina, with nine other guys walking down the street, openly carrying one of them a gigantic pipe wrench. This guy walks into a subway with an inert AT-4 anti-tank weapon over his back with two pistols while paying for sandwiches. Now you've got Moms Demand Action going after Subway to ban these guys. You know, can you tell me what the point is of walking into a subway with an inert AT-4 anti-tank weapon is?
Especially, you know, at this day and age, with the tempers and with the raw nerves and the angst and the anxiety and everything else we have going on in this country, that things are bad enough. Poking the bear or just being annoying or just, you know, making a spectacle of yourself, especially when it endangers other people and it could escalate to law enforcement involvement and everything else, just doesn't make any sense to me. Again, I think it should be legal, but there's a lot of dumb things that are legal. You could go cash in all your investments, sell your house, sell your car, sell your clothes, sell your stereo, go buy lottery tickets.
And you can do that if you want. Hey, Rob, thanks for calling in, man. I could keep going and going and going. Listeners, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because it's Tuesday and we can. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio, Facebook at noon tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific. Armed American Radio from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mic tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you on the radio. Thanks, Rob, for calling in.